With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello and welcome back to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alice, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. James, how are you?
Great.
Brilliant. What's a great start? Sorry to start with such a difficult question.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
No.
I think I've got a bit of that beef I just cooked stuck in my throat.
It was very delicious.
It's tender as.
First time I've ever cooked for you, or in recent memory anyway.
And thank you to HelloFresh.
This was pure James Cooper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this was entirely me, and that's probably why it was more watery.
Yeah, what is your recipe for the water, the beef water that you just made?
It was very flavoursome water.
It was. Oh, very flavoursome. Very thin, very flavoursome.
Alice, you can find the recipe on my blog. I don't have a blog. I don't have a recipe, as you can probably tell.
So just recappers, where were we at?
FBI.
Fucking hell. That's literally just hit me like a bus for the first time.
Fucking Helga.
Fucking Helga's mayonnaise.
Yeah. So yeah, Helga revealed that she was doing an investigation more broadly into pots and pans, but specifically in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Into the underworld.
I can't really remember or care.
Taxes?
I think Helga was working on some sort of big case in Amsterdam.
Non-specified big case.
Yeah, but about Russia. So I don't know why she was in Amsterdam. But she, I think, got a tip whilst going through her lines of inquiry into Steele's pots and pans. Because as we know, Herr Bisch is trying to steal the blueprints of the Tri-Oxy-Brillo range.
Question is, did Rocky plan this from the beginning, or is it something he decided literally as he was writing it down?
James, I feel like you've given yourself the answer you're looking for there.
The biggest question is, why would Helga choose Belinda to confide in?
Are they in the toilets?
Yes.
Well, strange things happen in ladies' toilets, like as in those kind of candid chats. It's the only place they really occur.
Oh my God, what if there's one of those soap attendants by the sinks and like listening in?
What, selling Chubba Chops?
Selling Chubba Chops.
Oh yeah, and they've always got a huge selection of knockoff aftershave.
Yeah, all the colognes.
Mm. And they've got those razors. No spray, no lay.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
No spray, no lay. No stink, no pink.
Is this what they've said to you before? Because that one doesn't really apply.
Yeah, what if one was listening in and heard the whole
shebang
conversation? Not very discreet.
And who here remembers the next chapter title?
Yes, it was something about a wand.
It was, yes.
Eugene's magic wand or something.
Eugene! Who's Eugene?
Zachariah's magic wand.
Oh my God, Eugene seems so sensible now. Magic wand, you would think, is a euphemism for something that might have been constructed in the Amazon basin.
Oh, I thought we were literally going to a children's magic show.
Oh, actually, that sounds a bit more plausible.
Both options are definitely on the table.
Let's rule nothing out.
I'm so distracted by the notepad on James's fridge, which says, "Fuck off, you stupid talking cat." Who's that to?
So when I first moved into this flat, it would get to the kind of the middle of the night and I'd just hear this cat in the garden, and I'm not joking, it went, "Hello." Hello.
Lies.
I'm literally not joking. It used to come in every night and say hello.
Come in?
No, come into the garden.
Oh, right.
And say hello.
Wait,
I told someone about it and they wrote it on my fridge. But
I thought you'd written it in protest, hoping that it would see when it came in the night.
I assume that it's died now, though, because it stopped doing it. I haven't heard it for a while.
Died of sadness because you didn't say hello back.
Didn't give him a wave.
Do another one more hello.
Hello.
Did it say it in that
literally
tone?
Literally pronounce the L's. Hello.
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 Do you really think it was a cat?
No, I saw him. And then the other thing was, like,
how does he know?
I'd lift up the blind to see him say hello and he'd just stop talking. And I'd be like, "You crafty little bastard." You know I could get a viral clip out of this. You won't be filmed.
That's his IP.
Okay. Belinda Blinked 4. Chapter 4.
What a coincidence.
Zachariah's Magic Wand. A Oh, thank God.
Oh.
The wedding is over.
Yeah, I was done. It was a long wedding. It's one of those weddings that starts at 12 in the afternoon and you're there all fucking day.
And you've been drinking.
And there's a period where nothing really happens for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Belinda strutted into the central London Ritz cocktail bar, all braless tits and swing.
Literally, does he only know 5 locations in London?
I think so. None of them are real.
Are there many branches of the Ritz? But this is the central London one.
This is the central London one, not to be confused with the Green Park one.
Sure.
So all what?
All braless tits and swing.
Is that a genre of music?
I don't know.
Is that rhythm and blues? Braless tits and swing?
She could do a catwalk, could Belinda? She's got a good strut on her, hasn't she? Fucking hell.
I think she's too booby to be a catwalk model, though.
What, you think knock someone's eye out?
Well, not so much the health and safety implications, more just the... quite androgynous, aren't they, catwalk models?
She's not high-end. Right.
She's ever so curvy.
She's more girl next door.
Okay.
She's not haute couture, is she?
No, yeah.
She's Primark, at best.
Matalan.
There's some nice stuff in Matalan, actually, so...
Belinda strutted into the central London Ritz cocktail bar, all braless tits and swing. She marched up to a waiter and whispered, "I am Belinda Blumenthal."
"You may never have heard of me."
"Of Steele's Pots and Pans."
"Which you also won't have heard of."
"And I'm here for a top secret meeting with the one, the only, the incredibly sexy Duchess of Epsom."
Oh, the Duchess. Okay. Is this the first Duchess citing this book?
Yes,
the lesser spotted Duchess.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be like, "Amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. Go to reception." It's why we have someone on the door on bookings. Why would he be able to help?
Yeah. Well, the waiter looked at her with some discomfort.
Yeah, I bet.
"No speaky English, madman."
Madman.
Madman.
She is a madman.
Madman.
he really summed her up in just one fell swoop, didn't he?
Mad ma'am.
Madman.
She's a madman.
"No speaky English, madman."
Belinda grimaced.
Oh, God.
"Can I speak with your manager, please?"
Oh,
well, he's
my
not going
God.
To understand that, is he? Go to reception.
The poor waiter gestured across the restaurant to his boss, who was seating people at their table, and said, "One minute, please."
Pliss.
Pliss.
Spell that, please.
P-L-I-S-S.
Pliss.
Pliss.
1 minute, please.
Where's everyone from? What, you think Spanish?
I'm imagining. Yeah.
We're in Fawlty Towers now.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. It was actually about 7.5 minutes before the restaurant manager
Bloody
returned.
Bloody hell, what was he doing?
I would have asked again in that time. I wouldn't have just waited. Be like,
7.5 minutes?
It seemed the couple were being difficult, if not downright demanding.
The couple that he was already seeing too.
Yes.
Oh, sure, yeah. I do love that, though. When there's a difficult customer next to you and you get to eavesdrop on it.
Yeah, but I hate complaining. Like, I will do anything to avoid... We complained recently for you, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Jamie ordered... what was it? Grilled tiger prawns on a bed of beautiful cos lettuce.
Mm. Beautiful. I'm sure it didn't say beautiful cos lettuce.
It was the smallest defrosted prawns.
It was like, you know, the prawns that you get from a prawn and mayo sandwich.
Oh, I do.
Rinsed through. And then...
what, mayo rinsed off?
Yeah, and then impaled on a rather thick skewer.
The skewer was thicker than the prawns.
Yeah.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
The cos lettuce was... It died like 10 years ago. It was deader than that cat.
But to be fair, it was grilled because they were a little bit lukewarm.
Oh, well, that so lukewarm is a bit scary.
On something.
Wait, so what form did your complaint take?
Well, Jamie wouldn't complain.
I just felt awkward. I just don't like making a fuss. Well, just, they were like, how much were they? Like £9 or something?
They were £7.95, Jamie. I remember it like it was yesterday.
James remembers loss of money more clearly than any other slight.
So I took it up to the woman and I said, "I'm so sorry, I hate complaining. But have you seen this?"
Was she in state of it?
And showed her the description in the menu.
I mean,
like,
tiger prawns.
Did you show her a tiger prawn on your phone, a picture of one?
I didn't. I was hoping that would be assumed knowledge on her part. And I got his £7.95 back. Not only that, she gave me £8 instead of £7.95, so I made 5p out of it.
So it pays to complain.
It does. I did it in that instance, and I feel like that was a real win for consumer rights.
Yeah, James, you'll definitely be on placards and murals the country over.
The new presenter of Watchdog, ladies and gentlemen.
You'd be great on a consumer reviews programme.
"My apologies, madam, for keeping you waiting."
Sorry, where's he from now? I thought he was Spanish.
No, this is the manager, mate.
Yeah, but he said pliss.
No, that was the waiter.
Oh, God, I'm so lost.
I'm so lost. What? But one moment, pliss. And then that was the manager saying one moment, pliss.
No, I think that must have been the waiter then.
Yeah. My apologies, madam, for keeping you waiting.
It's actual Dick Van Dyke.
Oh my God, yeah, total Cockney.
Chimney.
Cheroo.
This feels like a good one for Jamie. This feels like one he's comfortable with.
Yeah, we've had a Cockney before.
I'm not sure we have, Alice.
Oh my God, you've really fallen on good luck, haven't you?
My apologies, madam, for keeping you waiting. But the Duchess of Epsom is quite particular.
Was it the Duchess complaining?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
With who?
Has their eggs fallen out again?
Sorry, the Ritz, you'd be really discreet. Some random woman walks up. You're not going to go, oh, sorry, the Duchess is really particular. Yeah. He doesn't know who she is from Adam.
Exactly.
Adam.
Adam. He looked up at Belinda for the first time and quickly did a retake.
Oh, God, who is it?
Belinda blinked. Sam?
Oh, Sam!
The youngish man?
No! Oh my God.
Sam? The youngish man on reception at the Horse and Jockey? Is it you?
He's had a promotion.
This book is such a best of. This book is such a best of. La 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 la.
We've established characters in the first three, so why bother in the next one? La la la.
You didn't want to see them again, yeah. You didn't want to see them again, yeah. But you're going to, yeah. You're going to, yeah.
Oh my God, the youngish man's back and he's got a job at the... He's the manager of the Ritz. It does seem like the natural progression from the horse.
From a regional pub where you were doing a Saturday job.
From a B&B where you were so shit they put you on the night shift.
And we couldn't work out what age he was, could we? Wasn't he like 18?
Well, he was youngish. Who knows?
He's the youngest manager of anything ever.
How quickly has that promotion happened?
I mean, it must be at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 to 6 weeks, yeah.
He must have known he was onto this next gig.
Oh my God. He's genius.
Belinda Blumenthal. Horsey outfit with the stunning tits. Can it be true?
Very natural dialogue. He's very good at the natural dialogue.
Yeah. Is this guy non-English speaking, isn't it?
Please.
They both laughed and Sam kissed Belinda on both cheeks. Very professionally.
Oh God, which cheeks?
Amen, sister.
How can I assist you, madam? You won't believe this. But I'm actually here to see the Duchess. Alone.
Oh.
Sam escorted Belinda to the Duchess's table, and there she waited to be spoken to. Belinda, exclaimed the Duchess, quickly putting away her reading glasses and looking up.
Doing so much in one go.
How thoroughly wonderful to see you. Have you met? Belinda gasped.
Oh God, who's this? Fucking Bill from HR, probably.
Oh, I would lose my mind.
Belinda gasped at the woman next to the Duchess.
Okay, bets on the table.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Who could it possibly not
be? Who seems ludicrous? Okay, Belinda's mother.
Belinda's mother. No, it's got to be a character who's already been introduced. Maybe at that dinner at
Does
the Duchess's.
It, oh, Chiara?
Chiara we saw quite recently.
Yeah. Tara Gold. Maybe.
Who else was there? But that was it, wasn't it?
James is literally holding me back from giving an answer. Get your hand off me.
Bella. Oh, God, what? She's become friends with Bella.
They don't really seem like the right
fit.
Match.
No. They don't mix.
No.
What about, I don't know, like Tony's sister or something? I think it's going to be totally random.
Oh, God, it's bloody Maeve, isn't it?
Oh, what about one of the Schweinsteigers?
Or the special one.
Oh.
What, wearing a T-shirt that says special one? How would she know?
Trench coat and heels. Belinda gasped at the woman next to the Duchess. It was the Contessa Lucia Lorenzo. Aldo Fellini's partner at the charity fuck session she and Alphonse Sterbacher had attended a week or so ago in Brussels.
I literally don't remember Aldo Fellini from the fuck session.
Who's Zilli? What?
Aldo Fellini. Yeah, I think he gave her his business card.
From his buttocks or something.
Which fuck session again?
Charity one.
Where they gave their clothes away to charity by accident.
Avance.
Yeah, but I don't remember him.
He was there, I think.
So this is what? His wife?
Partner.
Partner.
The Contessa Lucia Lorenzo.
Oh, her, yeah. Yeah. Lucia Lorenzo, yeah. We've got a Contessa.
A Contessa.
Brilliant. I don't even really know what that is.
I think it's Italian royalty.
Oh, wonderful.
Good to see you again, chica. The Contessa kissed Belinda sexily. You too, burbled Belinda, immediately ditching her previous plan.
Which we don't know about, so. Yeah. It makes no odds to us.
The reader is not privy to.
Come, sit, eat.
They have a phenomenal reputation for their garlic smeared steak.
Oof.
Smeared in garlic. Oh, God.
For their garlic puked up steak.
I thought you were going to say their garlic bread.
It's the Ritz, come on. The evening flew by, and truth be told, Belinda was glad of the distraction from her newish company worries. Right, it's time for a ladies' night out. The Duchess sparkled.
Oh.
Are they out already? This is about as out as I go, having dinner out.
The steep, dark steps down to the underground tavern that was known as Buckley's...
Known as or just called?
...was not the best place for high heels, and Belinda had her hands full keeping Lucia and the Duchess on their feet.
Oh my God, is Belinda at the front, like, holding them up?
Yeah, maybe. Or just, like, helping them with a hand, you know, daintily.
I wouldn't have thought an underground tavern was the place for a Duchess and a Countess.
I would have thought they'd go somewhere a bit more speakeasy.
A bit more ground level, apart
from
anything
else. Yeah, just a bit more...
A bit more easy access.
More elderly accessible, yeah.
Yeah, they are upstairs people. Don't ever go downstairs. Buckley's was rough, brash, sassy... and down to earth.
That sounds like a description of Belinda.
Motown music was blaring throughout the old brick vaults.
Ooh.
Sounds quite cool.
Yeah, I want to go here.
Do you remember that place that we used to go to in Leeds? Hi-Fi?
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds a bit like that.
Where is this Buckley's?
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
I'm presuming just around the corner from the Ritz.
I'm presuming it doesn't exist.
Although Rocky must have been somewhere similar in his youth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was the sort of place to meet a bloke and get down to the sex.
You know the sort of place. Find a bloke, get down to the sex.
Meet a little bloke, get down to the sex. Get down to the sex.
The Duchess whipped out her checkbook and paid the tab in advance.
I'm sorry, how? You don't know what you're going
to
have.
Especially in a checkbook. It's not like you're putting your card behind the bar. You have to write a specific amount.
Well, maybe she just signed it blank check style.
Oh,
from that movie. Loved that.
And I imagine she has several savings accounts, though.
Yeah.
I don't imagine she's holding a lot in the current account.
Yeah. The Duchess whipped out... Who uses a checkbook? The Duchess...
Well, you say that, but royalty don't carry cash, do they?
Oh, a Coutts checkbook.
Oh, that's the posh one, isn't it? The posh bank.
But do they not have, like, a contactless card?
I don't know. Do you think the Queen carries a contactless card? No.
I strongly doubt
it. I doubt you see the Queen in Buckley's, if I'm quite honest.
That's a Contessa and a Duchess.
The Duchess whipped out her checkbook and paid the tab in advance before slinking off on the arm of a muscle boy bodybuilder with a tiny pea head.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
She's gone.
She's off.
A muscle boy bodybuilder.
Muscle boy bodybuilder.
With a tiny pea head.
With a tiny pea head.
I know what he means, though, because when they take all the roids and stuff, you know, when they're like slightly dodgy bodybuilders that take steroids, you do get a pea head.
But your head literally shrinks.
No, I think it's in comparison to your now, like, rather inflamed body. But
tiny dicks as well, I've heard.
A what?
Tiny peens.
Oh, really? Mm.
What come with a pea head? You know what they say about people with a pea head?
Pea penis.
Pea penis.
So the Duchess has pulled and fucked off.
Yeah. Meet back here at one, right here, she iterated over her left shoulder.
Cheeky bitch, we're going out together for a girls' night and you've ditched me immediately.
Ladies' night out is what she said.
That's really bad form, actually.
But at least she's not on her own, at least she's with the Contessa.
But isn't that just bad etiquette if you've said you're going to go on like a girls' night or a boys' night and then you just immediately go off with somebody?
Yeah, it should be a bit more like bros before hoes.
Or hoes before bros. Aren't you joining us, my lady? Belinda stupidly asked.
No. I don't feel like Zachariah's magic wand tonight.
What?
Wait, so Belinda was thinking what we were thinking.
Mm.
Like, why aren't you sticking around?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean the Duchess has arranged something...
For them.
For the Contessa and for Belinda? And that's a man, I presume, called Zachariah, who's got a massive schlong.
So Buckley's is like a male strip bar.
But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like some muscle man has just swept in, you know, Chippendale style and gone, come with me. You know, like a stripper would do.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like they haven't spoken or anything, have they? Unless she's a regular, so she's always with Martin or whatever.
Martin with the pea head.
Martin with the pea head. Like Becky with the good hair.
The two ladies were shocked as they were firmly escorted through a fake boulder wall.
What is this, like a Neanderthal-themed bar? Because I thought it was all old vaults. I thought it was like Victorian vibes.
Then, a curtain.
Oh, it's the classic double security of a boulder and a curtain.
Yeah.
And into what could only be described as a Middle Eastern palace.
Oh, for God's sake. This is a lot of themes in one bar, but it's not a no from me.
You've gone almost through time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Stone Age to Curtain Age, whatever that is.
To Middle Eastern Age.
Belinda was half annoyed.
Half annoyed? I'm always half annoyed, actually. That's a great way of explaining my mood.
Belinda was half annoyed at such a sudden change in scene, as she had been very much enjoying Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Oh, well, yes. Very good, very good.
Yeah, well, you can't hear it through the boulder.
Nevertheless, Belinda and Lucia reclined on the sumptuous collection of puffy cushions.
Puffy? Rude. Isn't that a slur?
Yeah, that's a hate crime. I feel slighted. I feel victimised.
Onto the sumptuous collection of puffy cushions, hassocks and carpet.
What?
What's a hassock, please?
A hassock?
I don't know.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Is it like a sack or like a rug?
I thought a hassock was what's the robe? That's a cassock, isn't it?
A clerical thing.
Yeah. A hammock?
Yes. I've just Googled it. It's a cushion for kneeling on in church while at prayer.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Or maybe he means, meaning number two, a firm clump of grass or matted vegetation in marshy or boggy ground.
That'll be what it is, for sure. It's Rocky Flintstone, for God's sake.
B, for definite.
If you like a hassock, you might also like a tuffet.
This place is bursting at the seams for tuffets.
Isn't that what Miss Muppet's on?
Yeah, Miss Muppet's tuffet.
She couldn't find a hassock.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nevertheless, Belinda and Lucia reclined on the sumptuous collection of puffy cushions, hassocks and carpet. Some had exquisite gold trim. Some did not.
It's just varied, different types of hassocks.
They can't all have gold trim, can they? That would be excessive and indulgent.
Some had beautifully embroidered designs.
Let me guess. Some did not.
Some were plain. Some were made of velvet.
I feel like I know where this is going.
All together now. Some were not.
Some
were just cotton.
Were made of hessian.
Oh, there you go, you see. Hessian.
The scratchiest of fabrics. God.
Why would you make some out of velvet, some out of hessian? Because
yeah.
It'd be like the softest and comfiest, the roughest and scariest.
Oh, is that what hessian is? It's just really...
It's just like sack material.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's what you get like coffee beans in.
Yeah.
Lovely. What a boudoir.
I wonder who their Middle Eastern supplier is.
It's just Middle Eastern themed. It doesn't mean it's all Middle Eastern.
Belinda thought. They could no doubt use a quality cookware specialist to help with all their cooking.
Oh my God. The way that they find new business is absolutely batshit. Oh, this is a lovely table. The person who made it must have needed to eat at some point. Yeah. We'll sell them a pan. What? What are you on about?
Just then, Zachariah strode into the secret drinking arena.
Arena? 20,000 seats.
Small pyrotechnics exploded.
Jesus wept. No, they didn't.
It's got a shit little firework in the corner.
Small pyrotechnics exploded with a puff. And from
with one of the puffs. Oh, no, sorry. With
the puffed.
It was a puffy kind of puff.
And from under the cushions, carbon monoxide vapour.
Oh, bloody hell!
Carbon monoxide! We're going to die.
No, don't do that. I'll be out for the count.
The Duchess.
What?
Has lured them in and has tried to kill them.
Oh my God, she's the special one.
Is she?
Do you think he means carbon dioxide?
I think he means dioxide. A low level of anthrax was released into the room.
But even then, what's carbon dioxide vapour? Is that what, like a smoke machine?
I mean, you just breathe out carbon dioxide, don't you?
Yeah, so it kind of doesn't really need a mention. No. Everyone's giving off carbon dioxide vapours. Yeah.
What, so it's just bad breath?
It's just halitosis in a poof. So... And from under the cushions, carbon monoxide, I think you just say carbon dioxide, vapours slowly rose to the ceiling. The flamboyant nightclub owner bowed and sat next to the Contessa.
Oh, so it's his club.
It's his club. It's his magic wand.
Do you think it's going to be his penis?
I mean...
In porn, do people use that word, wand?
I don't know.
I've never seen someone say, oh, like, suck on my wand.
What would happen if you search for wand on a porn site, do you think?
Let's not do that then.
Okay, fine. But what's the Harry Potter one that's like a spin on Harry Potter, but it's pornographic?
Expelliarmus.
Oh, very good.
Expelliarmus. Very nice.
The flamboyant nightclub owner bowed and sat next to the Contessa.
Good evening, my creatures of the puff.
What does that mean?
Zachariah cackled as he retrieved a long, thin...
Oh, God.
...cigar.
Oh!
...from the huge sleeves of his scintillating robes.
Is he dressed like a wizard?
I think he might be, yeah.
Maybe there's the wand is... You know those cigar holders where you put the... like Cruella de Vil style?
It's not usually a cigar. Mm. You don't really get a long... a cigar is long and thin, but you don't usually get one that's longer and thinner.
Well, some of them are quite short and stubby, actually. You can have a range.
Well, because it depends what you're comparing it to.
It is like penises.
I trust you know what this is.
A cigar?
A cigar, yeah.
The women shook their heads, enraptured.
What, you've never seen a cigar?
They've seen a cigar.
Why? It is the tamarix flute.
What? It's the tamarix flute.
I really want a tamarix flute. Actually, I shouldn't say that until I know what it is.
Hang on, I'm going to Google it. Tamarix is composed of about 50 to 60 species of flowering plants.
Oh.
Native to dry areas of Eurasia and Africa.
Uranus and Africa. and what is it? What's it used for?
Well, they're evergreen or deciduous shrubs, Alice, or trees growing to 1 to 18 metres in height and forming dense thickets.
I'm really surprised he hasn't put that detail in. Also, or used the word thicket in this book.
Should I just Google tamarix flute just to be on the safe side? Have you heard of a Google whack where there's one result for a search term?
Right.
There's not even that. So I don't know what... it's just not coming up on Google.
We just completed Google.
The combination of tamarix and flute has never happened.
He's nothing if not original, guys. Belinda blinked.
Of course
she
did.
Oh, my God, of course she did.
It could not be so. Belinda had heard the myths.
The tamarix flute was destroyed 150 years ago. This cannot be it. The curse will be broken.
God, it really is like Harry Potter and the Tamarix Flute.
Oh my God, it sounds like a real one.
It could not be so. Belinda had heard the myths, but she wasn't dumb.
We'll put a pin in that.
To be continued.
A potent, yet totally safe, drug.
A legal high.
A potent, yet totally safe drug intoxication that stimulated in ways even the imagination could not envisage it.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to take in.
Rocky's never taken drugs, has he?
He hasn't. He's very anti-drugs.
Since he's called them a drug intoxication.
Totally safe.
Totally safe. That's a guarantee.
So it's a kind of like shisha come, like James says, legal high.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the tamarix flute, Alice?
The tamarix flute, sorry.
Idiot?
Indeed. This very famous cigar was so rare, it was rumoured not to exist at all.
Oh, he covered himself there.
Yeah, that's confusing. So she's heard the myths, and the myths are that it doesn't exist.
Well, this very famous cigar is rumoured not to exist at all. Brilliant.
Great marketing strategy.
Oh, what, like Atlantis?
Now, madam, you simply must spread your legs for me.
Zachariah had dragged Belinda's mind back to the here and now.
From where?
From whence it came. Why? They should stick together. They never stick together. Like, we need a buddy system. Just don't leave each other in this weird bar. Like, stay with your mind, everybody.
I think the mind's listening to Martha Rees and the Vandellas.
Oh, right, okay.
Without hesitation, she whipped off her thong and pulled her labial lids in two.
Mm.
They're kind of already in two, so did she...
Split them into four.
Yeah, how many lids are there?
It's like splitting the atom.
Zachariah lay on his torso and lit a ruby red match.
What?
He laid
on his front?
Yeah.
The flame was as green as Patrick O'Hanlon's homeland.
Oh, we remember, 'cause Irish.
And made Belinda's innards look a little off in its light.
A little off?
What, he's taking the match to her vagina? The pubes are going to go up in flames.
Oh, God.
What, it makes her...
The green light gave it a bit of a tinge.
Why is it green?
Why is her downstairs region on the turn?
It's a green flame.
I think anything in a green light's not going to look at its best.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a very flattering light.
No.
Theatrically...
Belinda put it out.
Oh my God, blew out with a vag.
With a poof or whatever Rocky would say.
With a queef.
Oh.
Oh.
Theatrically, Zachariah lit the mystic cigar and slowly placed it into his saliva-creamed mouth.
Saliva-creamed.
What does that mean?
You know when you've woken up after you've fallen asleep drunk and you get the corner mouth crust and the white sort of sticky.
That's, do you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Repulsive.
I'm just relieved. I thought he was going to place it into her vagina she was going to smoke it.
They do that in some clubs.
Have you seen those women who can like pop ping pong balls out of the vagina?
Yeah.
But I'd be more impressed by blowing smoke circles, I think.
Yeah, on the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'd pay for either. Don't get me wrong.
Anyone can pop a ping pong ball out.
Can they, Alice?
What did I say? Golf ball? Ping pong ball?
He breathed in deeply, thoroughly enjoying the smoky goodness.
Rocky has never even smoked a cigarette, has
he? I don't think he has.
This is really out of his comfort zone.
Belinda shivered with excitement as he slid his mouth to her lids.
Yeah.
And filled her pussy with the hypnotic fumes.
Oh my God, she's got smoke up her chimney. Oh.
That's a strange form of passive inhalation, isn't it?
Talk about Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, my God.
Get a chimney sweep up there. Honestly.
Chim-chim-a-nee. I've never heard of that. I mean, I haven't heard of a Tamarix flute, so...
I don't know if that's how the Tamarix flute works.
Oh, is taken in?
Mm. Is it kind of like a vaginal bong? I don't know. Will he then inhale it from the vagina?
Her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Taking all 10 of his fingers... Zachariah crimped her labia shut.
Crimped? Oh, like when you're making, if you've ever made dumplings, and, or like a pie, you just crimp the pastry.
That's gross.
So he's holding it in, a bit like... Wait, it's a hot box. It's literally a hot box.
Oh my God, she's got Belinda's hot box.
Zachariah crimped her labia shut so she could feel the magical smoke marinade.
Disgusting, but also not convinced that she will feel that.
That's... surely not healthy. It's kind of dangerous.
Well, it was really something.
Was it?
Yeah.
And Belinda's senses could feel it all. But she'd be buggered if she had to describe it at a later date.
Well, she's kind of got to describe it now for the benefit of the reader.
Is that Rocky's get out of jail free
card? It totally is.
Yeah.
Couldn't describe it to you now.
It was an indescribable sensation. The end.
When Zachariah finally let go, Belinda twitched and jiggled on the spot. In utter and complete utopia.
She's in utopia.
Yes.
Right.
She's travelled.
Wonderful.
She's from the Eastern Palace. She's now in utopia.
She wasn't euphoric. She was in utopia. Brilliant.
I'm just not... I mean, you know, I don't have a vagina, but I'm not convinced blowing a bit of smoke into a lady's nether regions would send you to utopia.
But I think it's because of this special flute, the magic flute.
It's because of the Tamarix flute. Is that where the phrase blowing smoke up someone's arse comes from?
I think it is.
It's a variant on that.
Is that what it means all this time?
Yeah, Tamarix flute.
Contessa Lucia was never one to be left out. And she quickly turned 180 degrees, pushing her perfect rear end into the sky.
Oh, my God. They're literally going to blow smoke up her ass.
Oh, my God.
Zachariah didn't need telling twice and inhaled the cigar like a cavalry trooper.
Like an absolute bloody trooper.
He is a bloody trooper. Yeah. Look at that. He's just inhaling that cigar.
Cavalry or otherwise.
You lost me right at the start of this chapter. Like, any points of reference are long gone. I can't grasp onto anything in this chapter.
Just try and crimp onto something.
Oh, God. Sensually, he pushed a long... drag of smoke into her bottom hole.
Am I crying? Am I laughing? I don't even know anymore.
Bottom hole.
Into her bottom hole.
I might be wrong, but you're going to have to give that a bit more help than the vagina.
Oh, what, to keep it in there?
Well, it's going to need a bit of a push, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the muscles are stronger, aren't they, down
there's
the
more of a
hole.
Seal there, isn't there? Whereas you're just opening up the doors.
Yeah.
Or the lids, aren't you? So.
Yeah, the vagina's a curtain, the asshole's a boulder. That's how you want to look at it.
Not asshole, bottom hole.
Oh, yes, of course, sorry. Yes. That phrase that no one says, thank you.
Clamping her ass shut for a couple of minutes.
Clamping, so kind of bringing the cheeks round.
Couple of minutes!
Is this for the marinating again?
The Contessa, too, quickly began to get delirious as well.
So it's instantaneous this high?
Ga-ga-goo.
She moaned in her thick accent.
Does Rocky think this is how you take drugs?
No wonder he was always so anti them in my youth.
He was like, don't bring that weed in the house, it's filthy.
Keep your bottom hole clean.
Is that why he always made you wear like a long john before you went to da club?
Ga-ga-goo.
She's... delirious. So it's hallucinogenic, is it?
Yes, I think it must be. Belinda knew exactly what she meant.
Because they're both high.
Yeah.
So it's going to be two high people talking to each other, which you know is just going to be completely deranged.
Suddenly, there was no need for those expensive Italian language classes. She chuckled internally.
So what? When she's high, she's fluent in Italian.
But Gaga Goo's not Italian.
Yeah. No, but she thinks she's speaking Italian and she's, okay. You know, like, she's having a trip.
She's
so
convinced
she's like,
herself that she's,
I'm
like,
fluent in Italian.
In the Vatican.
Yeah.
But she, in reality, she's literally like...
speaking in tongues to each other, yeah. But yeah, having a great time.
Yeah.
Because apparently when people are high, they just go, Goo-goo Gaga.
Goo-goo Gaga. Lady Gaga.
However, she was no time waster and she hopped onto her bent legs, scuttling like a hermit crab.
Sorry, can we just imagine that for a second?
Scuttling like a hermit crab over to her newest best friend.
So over to the Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
Or is Zachariah her newest best friend?
I think it's the Contessa.
Right.
Known her for 5 minutes, new best friend.
But I think they got to know each other pretty well in that time.
Belinda wasn't anything to do with the bottom hole, was she?
No, no, but she saw it happen. I mean, if I saw smoke being blown into your bottom hole, then I'd say I knew you pretty well.
That's true. You do become a best friend pretty instantly.
You could literally say, no one else in my life has seen that before.
But isn't it the job of your friends to, like, tell you when you're having smoke blown up your ass? I'm just going to scuttle over to her and be like, I'm trying to keep your feet on the ground. You've quite literally just had smoke blown up your ass.
Belinda's decapodic movement.
Yep, decapodic. Yep. What does that mean? Like 10-legged deck? 12-legged? Oh, what is that?
Decapodic.
Decapodic, never heard that. Well, if it's like a crab, you'd think, what have they got?
They've got eight, haven't they?
A decapod is... Oh, very good. A decapod is a crustacean.
Oh.
That includes crayfish, crabs, lobsters, prawns and shrimp.
There you go.
You had a lovely skewer of decapods that day.
Didn't I?
What were they, char-grilled? Yeah, char-grilled decapods.
Grilled, yeah.
Belinda's decapodic movement was successful in pushing herself into the royal's tush.
The decapods pushed herself into the... Into the bottom hole.
Into the bottom.
The crab's going into the bottom hole.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, she's got crabs.
Lucia opened up her bottom hole and allowed the zesty smoke to spiral into Belinda.
What?
Oh, my
But she's
God.
Already got a vagina full. But well, that's been released.
She let that go. I think now she's, like, clamped onto the bottom.
Oh, my God, what on earth is going on?
What is this human centipede? Why is this happening?
The secondary sensation was so psychedelic that Belinda struggled to keep squatting on the Countess's rump.
This is not a thing, is it? Between genitals. It's not a thing.
It's not even between genitals.
No, it's between...
It's between a genital and a bottom hole. Isn't that a film?
A genital and a bottom hole.
What is it? A gentleman and not an officer.
An officer, gentleman,
yeah. You had seen it somewhere. I don't think this is the plot, though, is it?
No, that's a very different film.
So, sorry. So, Luciana...
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti is... She's on the floor. Is she lying down?
Belinda's gone in, like, doggy style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And clamped, and sort of, like, clamped her...
Yeah, so Belinda's basically, like, docked, like an airlock on a spaceship.
Okay. And that's sealed now?
That's sealed the deal.
Okay, fine.
Her legs were buckling. Her clit was quivering. As she was lost in the old mountain songs of Persia.
No fucking comment.
Belinda collapsed onto the Turkish cushions and multicoloured carpet suspent force. Contessa Lucia instantly pounced on top of her and they kissed and kissed. It was at this precise second that Zachariah twirled on the spot three and a half times. When he came to a standstill, he was stark, ball bag naked.
So what? He's twirled and twirled and he's taking all his clothes off in the meantime.
He's ball bag naked.
He's ball bag
naked. Ball bag naked.
Oh my God, and I bet his ball bags have got little mirrors and jewels.
I imagine being
threads.
Quite saggy.
Oh yeah, loose.
Yeah.
You think he's got a vajazzle on his ball bag?
They'll be themed as the room. They'll be velvet trimmed.
Bits will be Hessian.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh.
Absolutely beautiful.
He hungrily joined the women and they got down and messy with each other's sexual accoutrements.
I love it when he doesn't really know details. So if you say it in French, great, again, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
What are their accoutrements? Just their bits of their body?
Yeah, bits and pieces.
Okay.
Pick a mix.
Three different people. Three different cultures. Equaled one jolly, marvellous good time.
Jolly.
And they fucked till the cows came home.
I don't know the cows in there.
He doesn't even mean it metaphorically.
They fucked till the cows came home.
They fucked till the cows came home.
Oh my God.
And that is the
so
end
stupid.
Of the chapter.
They fucked till the cows came
they
home.
They fucked really till the cows came home.
What time is that exactly?
It's very, surely.
6 p.m. Just after milking.
Oh my God.
There'll be farmers listening to this furious. They'll be like, that is not when you fuck till. That is absolutely absurd.
That is absurd, completely unnecessary, totally pointless, and brilliant Rocky.
AKA pure Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky Flintstone to a T.
That was somewhere I did not expect to go.
Or ever want to go back to.
Yeah.
Buckley's is not as fun as we thought.
No, I think I might seek out Buckley's and have a night out there. See what goes on.
So dare we ask what the next chapter's called?
The next chapter is called Turkey Sandwich.
But that could be a reference to Zachariah.
Maybe they've got the munchies now.
There you go.
It's actually a perfect after a night out snack, isn't it, really?
A turkey sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's perfect once someone's farted smoke into your vagina, honestly.
It's just what you crave.
It's a great way to round off an evening.
It's like sea air. It really works up an appetite.
Well, I'm already peckish, so I'm looking forward to that.
Great. In the meantime, get in touch with us. Twitter @DadWroteAPorno.
Instagram, MyDadWroter.
You can subscribe to us on the Acast app.
And of course, if you want to be up to date with all of the happenings, the best way to do that is to sign up to our mailing list, MyDadWroteAPorno.com.
And we're on Facebook. And as always, you can email us at MyDadWroteAPorno@gmail.com. Have you ever smoked a tamarisk flute? Let us know.
Have you just heard the myth that it doesn't exist? Either way.
I'm grateful that it doesn't exist, guys. I think that's a good thing. So we'll see you next week for Chapter 5.
Yes, please.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.